The epistle to be read today for the fourth Sunday of Advent is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 4. Brethren, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day. But neither do I judge my own self, for I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet I am not hereby justified. But he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge not before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise before God. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being the governor of Judea, and the Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother, tetrarch of Iturea, in the country of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priest Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching and baptizing of penance, for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not too long ago, there was a holy Jesuit priest named Father Zucchi. He was most devoted to the infant Jesus. And so he would use the image of the Christ child in order to gain many souls to God. He would give out these little images and instruct the person to keep it somewhere where they would see it often. And in this way, they would be constantly reminded of our Lord and would always have the Christ child before them. And so by doing this, many people lived saintly lives. Now, there's one lady in particular that this practice greatly changed her life. This lady was pious and devoutly practiced her faith. But when Father Zucchi gave her the image, it did not appeal to her at first. The young lady accepted the gift, but smiling, she said to the priest, "What do I do with this infant?" He answered, "Nothing. But put it on your harpsichord that you so often play." And so she did just that. And thus, having constantly this image before her eyes, she could not avoid but often thinking about our Lord. And after some time, from looking at this image of the Christ child, she became more and more devout. And she strived to practice greater virtue. She was inflamed with the desire to become better. And so the harpsichord was rather an occasion of prayer to her than of amusement. And so it happened after some time, she resolved to leave the world and become a religious. And full of joy, she went and related to Father Zucchi that the infant he had given her had drawn her to his love. The Christ child filled her soul and her heart with his love. And so no earthly thing could enter in. And so she became a religious and gave herself up to striving for perfection. Now the Gospel for today's Mass mentions St. John the Baptist and how he was preaching and baptizing in the desert. St. Luke writes that St. John the Baptist was baptizing and preaching penance for the remission of sins. St. John was doing this to prepare the people for our Lord's coming. He was preparing the way into men's hearts for the King of Hearts. As the Gospel of today's Mass says, St. John was the voice of one crying in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his paths. You see, it was customary in the East to prepare the roads and the pathways when a sovereign was going to visit his subjects. The people would fix the roads to make the traveling for the royal family easier. And thus, St. John was striving to make a similar preparation into the hearts of men for the reception of Christ, their King. He was striving to prepare them for the coming of our Lord as he began his public life. And in a similar way, we are to prepare for the coming of our divine Lord at Christmas this year. St. John the Baptist tried to make the way into men's hearts as smooth as possible, so that our Lord could more easily touch their heart. And today's Gospel tells us how St. John the Baptist did this. He preached penance. He says, "Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain." In other words, by removing all the obstacles from men's hearts, our Lord will more easily be able to enter them. This was St. John the Baptist's mission. His mission was removing all that could prevent our Lord from entering into the hearts of men, especially sin. And so as we prepare for Christ's coming during this Advent season, the Church constantly reminds us of St. John the Baptist and his mission. And his mission must be our mission. As it says in the Gospel, "Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low." That is to say, we must avoid sin and its occasions, and we should strive to practice virtue. And then, by avoiding sin and practicing virtue, we will fill the valleys of our soul. And we must make straight the crooked ways of our hearts and minds. You know the story of the first Christmas night. We have all heard it often, when Our Lady and Saint Joseph sought for a place to stay, but they found nothing. All the inns were full. No one had a place for the Holy Family to stay. And so they had to find a stable, and there the Savior of mankind was born. We, of course, are all familiar with this. And whenever we hear it, we assure ourselves that we would have taken care of Our Lady and Saint Joseph. We would have given them a place to stay. Well, you do have a chance now. We are celebrating Christmas next Sunday. We are reliving those moments again. And so be sure your hearts are ready to receive our Lord next week. Make sure you have a place for him to stay and you don't leave him out in the cold. So let us then, my dear faithful, prepare this week for Christmas. Make straight the crooked ways and fill the valleys of your hearts. And do this by resolving to make a good confession and to be ready to receive our Lord on Christmas Day. Strive to practice a specific virtue this week. It may be more by being more patient with someone at work or at home. Strive to do some kind of kindness to someone, especially to someone you find it hard to be kind to. And avoid all those occasions that may lead you into sin. Stay away from those persons or things that often lead you into temptation. And to help you do these things, keep the infant Christ child before you. We must keep our Lord company this week and strive not to leave the Christ child alone. We don't want to be like the people in Bethlehem who had no room for our Lord on Christmas night. We must make room in our hearts for our Lord. And so this week, use the decorations and preparations for Christmas as reminders of our Lord. Use them to help you remember that we are celebrating His birthday, and let us not forget that. We can use these Christmas decorations and preparations to always keep the infant Christ before us. Just as the lady in the story used the image of the child, we too will also be moved to a greater and more lively devotion. And as Father Zucchi gave an image of the infant to help remind the people of our Lord, so the Christmas decorations and preparations will help us remember the infant Christ child, and thus always have Him before us. And so try to keep the infant Christ always before your mind this week. And thus, you will be ready to receive the Christ child on Christmas Day with great devotion and love. And so let us take to heart the words in today's gospel. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make straight His paths. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.